Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Hello everyone, I'm Babette Cobble, CEO and founding advisor of Every Woman Can Be and the owner of CB Coaching and Consulting, focusing on leadership and life coaching. Thank you so much for joining me today on this Easter Monday. I hope everyone had a fabulous and fantastic time celebrating with their family and friends over the holidays, and I hope you had good weather for your Easter egg hunts as well. On today's broadcast, we are going to explore the topic of authentic leadership. Let me say that again, authentic leadership. What is authentic leadership? Do we have it? Do we know what it is? Well, today we're going to learn exactly what it is, if we have it, how to get it, and how to maintain it throughout our lives. A relatively new theory is leadership focus that leaders deal straightforward and in an honest way with all of their followers. A prominent theory of authentic leadership views, it is composed of four distinctive components. And I want to talk to you about those components right now. The first one is self-awareness. Know thyself. It's a prerequisite from being an authentic leader is knowing your own strengths, your limitations, and your values. Knowing what you stand for and what you value is absolutely critical. Moreover, self-awareness is needed in order to develop the other components of authentic leadership. Relational transparency. What does that mean? Well, it means being genuine. This involves being honest and straightforward on dealing with others. An authentic leader does not play games or have any type of hidden agenda. You know where you stand with an authentic leader. Your balanced processing, your being fair-minded is what balanced processing is all about. It's an effective, authentic leader solicits opposing viewpoints. They consider those viewpoints and options before choosing a course of action. Now, let me clarify that because a lot of people think, well, okay, if you're going to consider other opposing viewpoints, you're going to select one of those. Well, an authentic leader, once again, balances the processing. They listen to all of the different viewpoints that are presented to them. They think of the goals that they have for their company, for their organization, for whatever the process is that they're currently going through, and they make the best decision and course of action needed from all viewpoints that are put in to play. There is no impulsive actions or hidden agendas. Once again, I said that a moment ago. Hidden agendas. Plans are well thought out and openly discussed. Internalized moral perspective is the next thing. What does that mean? What it means is doing the right thing. An authentic leader has an ethical core. She or he knows the right thing to do and is driven by a concern for ethics and fairness. The root of authentic leadership comes from many different sources. The first one I'm going to reference, for instance, is the Bible gave it to us. Talks about the golden rule of leadership. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. These roots of authentic leadership also hail from ancient Greek philosophy that focuses on the development of core virtues. These virtues are prudence. What does prudence mean? It means fairness, wisdom, seeing all possible courses of action. Temperaments. being emotionally balanced and in control. Justice, being fair in dealing with others. And last but not least, fortitude, the courage to always do the right thing. Too often, leaders get reduced to a mere influence. If they're popular, if they have a large following, some people don't even know what these leaders stand for. We're in an election year, for instance. And with the election, you know, there's, of course, opposing sides. Some people have chosen this candidate over this candidate. But my question is it because of popularity? Is it because of the influence that the media has? Or is it truly because you know what that individual stands for? So that is where the influence part of leadership comes from. Do we really just want to follow someone because of their influence, because of their popularity, or truly and authentically what that individual stands for, what that individual's mission is or vision is for their life, for their company, for their organization, whatever the case may be? Why are they even in leadership? Those are the things you truly want to find out whenever you are following someone or you are creating being that authentic leader in your own life, whether that be in your home life or your business life. If you're an entrepreneur that's on this call, that you focus on that and building your company with authenticity and authentic leadership. Well, it's important. Real leadership creates a personal and organizational leverage. It's much, much more than that. And I want to give you five characteristics right now of effective leaders. I'll also use some of my own examples in this throughout my life and some scenarios I've been in, even whenever it comes to social media and how important that is to be authentic in what you portray out there on social media if you truly want to be an authentic leader and have that authentic leadership. Authentic leaders possess insight. Sometimes we think of this as the person's vision. While this is important, leaders need more than just a vision. They also need wisdom, the ability to see issues from a broader perspective, understand the principles that are involved, and recognize the best course of action for all that are concerned. For instance, I'll use the organization that I created and was the visionary of. Everyone can be. Whenever I created that organization, I realized that, first of all, using the name Every Woman Can Be creates a myriad of different types of women from all types of backgrounds, ethnicities, viewpoints, desires, and goals in life, and of course, different journeys as well. And so whenever I think about how our organization has been created, how it is evolving, and how it is growing, you have to consider everyone that is involved, because no two people are alike. We might have similar people that are within the organization, but we always have to think about what is best for the organization as a whole, for every woman that walks in the door of our organization. That is what is so important. And that is what you have to realize whenever you are creating, whether it be an organization or a business, or corporations, for instance. Steve Jobs had to do that. Whenever he created Apple, he thought through the different things that he personally wanted, but he also had to create a culture that would catch on. And I think you would agree with me, that culture has caught on. You have to think outside the box as a leader and not be focused on yourself and your individuality, but what is best for all. Authentic leaders demonstrate initiative. They don't ever sit on the sidelines waiting until they have the absolute certainty to move forward or they know the exact thing to do. nor do they ask others to do what they are unwilling to do themselves. Instead, they go first, leading by example. They don't let fear hold them back. And I think it's interesting because last month on Infinite Possibilities, I actually talked about fear and how you never want to let that hold you back. And it ties into this month as well, because authentic leaders don't let fear hold them back. Authentic leaders exude influence. The word influence and influenza actually comes from the same root word. Real leaders are contagious. People catch what they have. People are drawn to their vision and their values. They are able to gather a following and move people to action. Authentic leaders have impact. The world has changed because of their leadership. They are able to create and realize lasting change. Unless something has shifted, they aren't leaders. They are only entertainers. See, and that's the difference that I want you to focus on. And I'm going to read that again to you. The world is changed because of their leadership. They are able to create real and lasting change. Unless something has shifted, they aren't leaders. They are only entertainers. Impact is the difference that separates real leaders from posers. How many times throughout your lifetime have you thought that this person was really a leader and they were moving forward? And unfortunately, you get disenchanted and you realize that, wow, they weren't what they perceived or what I perceived them to be. I know that that's happened personally in my life with some individuals throughout the course. A lot of people, you know, we've seen these stars rise and fall out in Hollywood and different people in other sectors of life, whether it be business or in religious organizations. And it's very sad that people rise up and create something that sometimes they as individuals don't even believe in. So you always want to keep that authenticity with everything you do. Authentic leaders manifest integrity. Integrity is so, so key. Integrity ultimately determines the quality of the person's impact and, of course, their legacy. Becoming an authentic leader is not easy, and it takes a great deal of self-reflection, as we said earlier, getting to know yourself and the courage to do the right thing. How many people think it's easy to do the right thing that are listening in today? I can certainly say that I have achieved and desired my whole entire life to achieve, I should say, to do the right thing. But guess what? I've stumbled and fallen, and I've done the wrong thing from time to time throughout life. But that doesn't mean that you quit. You get back up the next day. You continue to do your best to do the right thing. Whenever I coach clients, and if there's some of my coaching clients that are on this call, on this broadcast today, I can just already see the eye rolls of laughter, because I have one exercise that I do with almost every coaching client that I work with. And that is what I call the Miro exercise of affirmation. My mirror affirmations. And I have my clients stand in front of the mirror 3 to 5 affirmations per day so that they can get connected with who they truly are and what they believe about themselves. Because you know something? It's pretty easy to go out there and stretch the truth, to look at people right in the eyes and lie. It's a devastating thing. I'm one that I can't stand that in my own life or with people that I'm connected with. Nothing can hurt me more than a lie. But whenever I talk to my coaching clients about mirror affirmations, I tell them, the reason I tell you to look in the mirror is because there's no way that you can genuinely believe something about yourself if you're looking in a mirror and lying to yourself. It's impossible. I challenge every listener on this call to try that. There's no way that you can look in the mirror and tell yourself something that is a lie. And if you do that in the beginning, it's going to change. And that's why I have my coaching clients do that. So it's all, once again, swinging back to our topic today of being authentic, being an authentic leader. It takes that self-reflection, the courage to do the right thing. It involves a degree of selflessness. In a world full of morally corrupt and dysfunctional leaders, authentic leadership has become quite popular as people search for actual and authentic good leaders. I mean, we all need good leaders in our life. It continues to surprise me, though, how many leaders attempt to work one way, but truly, they're a totally different person behind closed doors. And I want to touch on this with social media today. I think back to, I guess it was probably about, my goodness, 6 or 7 years ago that I walked into a networking group. I had been connected with a lady that has a phenomenal following here in the Charlotte area. And we had never met in person, but we had stayed connected quite a bit through social media. She had invited me to her events for quite some time. And I was excited that I woke up one morning and I saw that she had an event and my calendar was clear. So I walked into that event and I will never forget how she looked at me with excitement. She came over, gave me a big hug, and she goes, "Oh my gosh, you're here." And I said, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe we're finally meeting in person." Because like I said, we'd been connected on social media for so long. But she gave me one of the highest compliments I have ever received in my life that day. And I've never forgotten it. And I share it as I'm out speaking, as I'm coaching clients with my women's organization, and in my personal life as well. She shared with me that watching me during that networking event that we had, she saw that I was the person that I portrayed myself to be on social media. Now, that is a huge compliment because, quite honestly, and I'll just be very candid here on today's call, I guess I was a little naive before that day whenever it came to social media and how people were portraying themselves on social media. So I admit it. I had a lot of naivety at that point because I thought that everybody was being authentic on social media. And unfortunately, I learned that day that they weren't because of what she did with me. But what a refreshing feeling to know that I had poured into her life as much as she poured into my life at that moment, confirming that what I am portraying out there and what I have been is authentic. And I want to help other people too be authentic as they portray themselves or share their lives, is what I really should say, on social media. Because if we can't be authentic on social media, don't you think that at some point in time, you're going to run into somebody just like I did that wonderful lady here in Charlotte 6 or 7 years ago, and I finally met her in person? Don't you think that people are going to realize, wow, they aren't what I thought they were? And we don't want that. We want to be authentic. We want to be authentic on social media. We want to be authentic in our business lives, in our careers. If you're out there and you have a career or a 9-to-5 job, we want to be authentic in our personal lives. We've got to get real. There's too many people that are wearing a mask out there today. And authentic leadership, as we all know in this election year, is so desperately needed. And it starts with us. If we can't be authentic, how can we expect others to be authentic with us? Because don't we exude and attract what we want in life? So we've got to start out being authentic in our own lives to allow people to be authentic with us. Authenticity has been explored throughout history. As I mentioned earlier, Greek philosophers, the work of Shakespeare. I think we all know this famous quote, "To thine own self be true," from Hamlet. Authentic leadership has been explored sporadically as part of modern management science, but found its highest level of acceptance since Bill George's book, Authentic Leadership, that came out in 2003. But again, let's go into this a little bit more of what is authentic leadership? Well, authentic leaders are self-aware and genuine. They are actually self-actualized individuals who are aware of their strengths and their limitations and their emotions. Authentic leaders are on a mission that is driven. They focus on the results. They get the job done in pursuit of those results. They don't do things based on ego or power or money. Authentic leaders do things based on the desires for other people's lives to be better. And in doing so, authentic leaders' lives become better as well. Authentic leaders always lead their heart, not just their minds. They are not afraid to show their emotions, their vulnerability, and to connect with their followers, their groups, and their employees. This does not mean, and I've got to say this again, this does not mean that authentic leaders are soft. In fact, communicating in a direct manner is critical to successful outcomes, but it is done with empathy involved. Directness without empathy isn't authentic leadership. Everybody needs to know that leaders that are authentic leaders are kind, they're compassionate, they lead with their hearts. That doesn't mean that sometimes they don't have to make those tough decisions. That's why they're leaders, because they are willing to step out there whenever nobody else is willing to. And a lot of the times they can step out there and be all alone, because if the crowd doesn't see other people following them, sometimes they won't either, even though they might believe in what that leader's doing. So again, it all comes back to being our authentic self, as well as being authentic leaders for others to see. Authentic leaders never, ever focus on the short term. It's not about how is this month going to be? Or break it down into today. How is this day going to be? Are we going to focus on today? You have to deal with today if you're an authentic leader. You have to deal with the responsibilities and the duties of today. But you always focus on the long term. You always have a plan in place, whether that's a one-month plan, a one-year plan, a three-year plan, a five-year plan. I know another compliment that I have received in my life as a leader is from a lady who is connected with my women's organization. And she said, you know, the greatest thing that I learned is that you actually have a business plan for this organization. A lot of people don't. Well, of course, I can't imagine getting in a car and driving somewhere that I've never been without my GPS on my iPhone connected and say, well, I know I'm going to get there someday. Well, when is that someday? Without a plan, you're never going to get there. And if you do, it's only going to be by luck. So authentic leaders put a plan in place, and yes, they follow it on a daily basis, but they're looking at the long term because they can see in the long term what's going to be good for whatever culture they are creating. There's a few different types of leadership mountains. A gentleman that I look up to and an awful lot in my coaching is Mark Wright, the integrity coach. And I love his idea of authentic leadership mountains. And I want to share that with you today. With an authentic leadership mountain, employees are child self. Okay, think of this in like the 9-to-5 scenario. The bottom level of a mountain is the initiation stage of leadership. This is where attitudes are molded into a philosophical life. Each employee has the potential to make the climb from dependency to independence. Some remain in the dependent stage of life for a lifetime. They must be told when to come to work, when to go home, when to eat lunch, take breaks, how much money they are allowed to take home, etc. Now and then, an employee learns the value of being a follower. Loyalty shifts to the employer, and the value is of serving is discovered. It is the awakening that one begins to realize that is the potential of leadership. Okay, that's what self-knowledge starts, or where it starts. The boss and the manager is adult self. The middle of the mountain provides the boss with the first taste of responsibility. If the role of being in charge and directing employees develops, one may enter the doorway of managership. A true manager is a full-time understudy for higher leadership. A boss must sometimes lead by force or threat, but a manager leads by finesse. In some work environments, the manager is only officially the image seen and recognized by the world and the workforce. Adapting this responsibility of the visible role is the final step into the ranks of authentic leaders. And then the authentic leader. Leadership is the highest office attainable in the repertoire of human achievements. The dictionary is brimming with words coined to capture the nature of great leaders who rise to the top of the mountain. Among them are nobility, maturity, skill, wisdom, and valor. Yet none are as powerful or as important as the word self. Authentic leaders are self-reliant, self-taught, self-motivated, self-approving, self-rewarding, self-maintaining, self-directing, self-renewing, and so on. They are self-realized. It is not crowded at the top, even though the gate is always open to those who prevail. I think that's fabulous, because any time in life, wherever you are, if you want to be an authentic leader, you have to start at the bottom. You have to learn the ropes of what you're doing, of where you're going and how you're going to get there. And you always learn from others that have gone before you, and you hold your hand out to the others that want to come with you, so that you are always learning and you're always leading. That is truly an authentic leader. I challenge you to write down your own mountain. Where are you currently? Are you in the employee, the boss or manager, or the leadership role? And I challenge you to look at where you are and you where you want to go. I thank you so much for being on today's call. I hope that you have learned how authentic leadership truly looks, and that you'll apply it each and every day to your life. This is Babette Cobble signing off for today. I look forward to seeing you next month on Infinite Possibilities. Bye.